The city of Anchorage is hiring a new coordinator to deal with issues associated with homelessness. Though the topic is usually framed as an urban issue, politicians often complain the city is shouldering the burden of a statewide problem. And as KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz is now leveraging state resources to help.
At a morning press conference, Berkowitz told a room filled with social service providers, Anchorage has about 2,000 neighbors struggling with homelessness.
You know, in some ways, this is a classic Gordian knot problem. How do you end homelessness? You create homes.
And that knot, Berkowitz says, is an expensive one. In his remarks, he laid out not only a moral imperative to get homelessness functionally to end, but a fiscal one, too. It's expensive, maintaining what many see as a revolving door between partial treatment, emergency services, and life on the streets.
We can make better use of our resources by coordinating our response to homelessness. Sometimes cuts wind up being penny-wise and pound-foolish, and when you eliminate a housing coordinator and drive up costs, say, at the police department, at the fire department, then those are what I would consider to be penny-wise and pound-foolish cuts.
That's partly a reference to the city's last homelessness coordinator, who the Sullivan administration let go of because of budget constraints. This time, the position is funded by a state organization, the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. The new coordinator, Nancy Burke, has been with the trust for over a decade, and the starting point for a lot of her goals is the housing first model, getting people into homes and connected with services before trying to solve issues like employment, substance abuse, and mental illness.
We also know that money is not wisely used if a person isn't stable and able to address those long-term goals. People have to be safe and secure before they can really look at the root cause of addictions.
That assumption has not been a given in City Hall before, and it's still unpopular with some neighborhood and business groups. Just one night earlier, Assemblymember Patrick Flynn chastised colleagues for approving municipal funds for a project that'll drop a third Housing First facility into the same downtown neighborhood within his district.
Your decision to vote for this, I interpret as tacit approval of a facility in your district when the next one comes up, because we are done. We've given it the office and we're not given again. So get used to it, engage your communities, understand what the needs are, understand what they want, and you better be ready because it's coming, and I'll not countenance your opposition if you vote for yes on this one.
That measure approves $200,000 to leverage a multi-million dollar grant from the state. The money covers years of support services for individuals dealing with extreme cases of mental illness and substance abuse, housing more than 50 of them in the newly renovated Safe Harbor facility. It's similar to Carlock Manor, just a few blocks away. David Pash has lived there for almost 3 years and says after decades of drinking every day, surviving on the streets, the wet housing at Carlock was a bridge to rebuilding his life.
To me, that was a start for me. You know, I got a place that I can call my own, and I can drink there. And somewhere along the line, it changed me. They got to me, and I don't know what happened, but I really don't want to drink now, you know. I actually am looking forward to moving out of Carlock. I am working towards that point to get my own place.
Pash says he now has a part-time job, his first in at least 25 years. As members of the homeless community and service providers are grappling with a startling wave of recent deaths, Pash says the extra beds at Safe Harbor and Nancy Burke's new position at the city are welcome news.
You know, I've known Nancy for a couple years now. I've been keeping track on what's been going on with my friends out there and how to get them off the street. Just like this last couple weeks, you know, so many people died under a tree. Giving people dignity and giving them the respect that a person actually deserves, it's helped me.
Burke officially starts on September 1st. The Mental Health Trust would not provide a number for her full compensation, but says it'll be at the same amount as her previous role. According to records through the Department of Administration, last year that was about $160,000. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.